bumps and pain. My little girl left me. She left me for another man. 5 years of trouble, tears of despair. Seeing all there is to see, how much more can I bear? I'll be long gone by the morning. I feel I'm just a ghost of a man. In tears every night, nobody can ease my sorrow. Been living in a house of pain, this play of madness set me first row. 5 years of trouble, tears of despair. Seen all there is to see, how much more can I bear? I'll be long gone by the morning. I feel I'm just a ghost of a man.
Something a little bit different. It's a Friday night. Jeff Bennett here. The Blues bringing you 5 years of trouble. And in many respects, we in this nation have been experiencing 5 years of trouble. Lord knows how much more we can withstand. I look at some of the headlines, some of the news articles, some of the things that are coming out, and since the introduction to COVID and the number of vaccines that have been issued, and we've got a reoccurrence of a disease that's been dead in this nation for many, many years. Polio. New York State officials this week have declared a disaster over the state's polio outbreak, where there's been one confirmed case and dozens of positive wastewater samples dating back as far as April. We've talked about wastewater issues this week. This particular move was announced by Governor Kathy Hochul's office earlier today. The Empire State first detected a case of the devastating virus in Rockland County, just outside of New York City's Bronx Borough, on July 21st. In the time since, wastewater surveillance has also detected the virus within the city itself and in nearby Orange and Sullivan counties. Today, officials revealed that Nassau County, also just outside the Big Apple, has detected the virus in its wastewater surveillance as well. We've got health issues that are going to cause tremendous difficulty in this country. These are reasons to embrace the blues. But there's different kind of blues. There's mental blues, and there's musical blues. I'll be dropping in and out throughout the hour as we, Michael and I, are doing a little bit of an experiment on the program tonight. Bear with us, stay with us, and enjoy it. Let's fade on up, brother. Fine, fine tunes. But there's more. Stay with us. We'll be right back. wide range of music. So much of the modern blues, and this is not old-fashioned blues. This is not B.B. King. It's not Albert. It's not how many names I can't even recall right now. It's a more modern blues. Most of them are love stories. They're whatever the case may happen to be, but it's mellow stuff. It's enjoyable to listen to for me. And not really having planned on this particular Friday night, I actually had a very interesting night last night. I woke up yesterday morning, and for the first time in months, I worked the entire day. I never stopped. I never took a nap. I never laid down. I never rested. We did the program last night. Many times I'll finish up the program and I'll go lay down for a bit. I did not do that last night. And I kept working and I kept doing things and I needed to go take a shower and I stopped and did that. And also realized I was hungry, so I went out to eat. When it wasn't at Denny's. Denny's food has gotten to the point it sucks. Their help sucks. It's a dirty place to go. But I've met some drop-dead gorgeous gals that work over at IHOP, and their food is much better. The coffee sucks, but the heck. So I went there last night. And it's the most crowded I've seen the place since I've been going there for the last few weeks. None of the people I normally have serve me were there. And when I finished up, I left. But I also realized I was damn near out of gas. So I went down the road to QT and filled up. Got back on the road and started heading home. It's time to take my meds and go to bed. That didn't happen. On the way home, I got a call from my granddaughter that she received a call from our local smoke shop. Her father had been in some kind of an accident. He was in their store. He was beat up. He was bruised. He was a freaking mess. Well, he took his bike and unfortunately ran over a pipe that wasn't marked with all this construction going on. And he was badly hurt. So I offered to take him to the hospital, the ER. He said, no, let's go home. He walked in the bathroom and saw his face and saw what a mess he was. He came back out and said, take me to ER, which I did. So I got over to ER, saw some doctors I knew, some of the nurses I knew, etc., etc. And needless to say, I left him. Came home, rested for an hour and a half sleep, and then back over to pick him up. I've not slept since. Been a long day. Let's go back to the music. We'll come back with some more stories. But it finally did. Love is like a hammer. Brother Roscoe Chenier. Enjoy Roscoe.
That's why I want to tell you people that love is like a hammer. And it can break the heart of a heart of love.
Thank you.
can break the hardest heart alive. Yes, love is just like a hammer, and it can break the hardest heart alive. Again, baby, woman, and I'm tired of your job. When you love me, darling, it was so hard for me to understand.
Some of that. We tolerate too much of the insanity, the news, the bad news, etc., going on in this world, in this country, and yes, on the air right here at RBN every day of the week. Final comment on the polio situation. The CDC says that for every 1,900 cases of polio in an unvaccinated person, only one person will show symptoms of paralysis. I thought polio was long gone. Oh, just so you know, symptoms of polio include high temperature, extreme tiredness or fatigue, headaches, a stiff neck, being sick, you know, vomiting. What's the last thing? Muscle pain. Now, if you got any of that stuff, start being careful. But I don't suspect we've got too many people in New York listening to us anyway. Oh, my goodness. Let's go back to some music. I'll drop in a couple more times. Some things to talk about. School safety. How it varies across the straits. What's going on there. Something else popped up here a little while ago. If I can find it. Oh. Why lower gas prices don't mean lower food prices. Oh, it's all being manipulated, huh? Yeah. Stay with us. Let's go back to the tunes. This is a really fine piece. I like it. Love is like a hammer. Enjoyed your time, Roscoe. Want you to understand. Love can be just like a hammer. Here's a neat piece coming up. And Chris Lager called, "Get Out of My Life, Woman!"
had to get out of my life, baby. I got them heartaches by the score. I got to see my way around. Get out my eyes, teardrops. Ooh, I got to see my way around. Get out my life, woman. I got them heartaches that are bound.
Bit more up, but then, as Steve Tracy says, I ain't begging. Stay with us, won't you? Oh, there's more coming. Why the heck not? Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just keeps coming at us, doesn't it? You know, I got an email from a gentleman today. And I get a couple a week. I can't open it, or I could be more specific. I got a phone across the room. And it wasn't an email, it was a text. People wanting to hear more different types of music. The terrible thing is, in some instances, it's not the kind of music that I generally would play. It's not something I'd listen to. A lot of it's 70s type stuff, 80s type stuff. There are exceptions I make to those rules. Pink Floyd, of course. But that's because Pink Floyd was so damn political. And I like the way they present their stuff. I ain't playing no damn Ozzy Osbourne, okay? I'm just not into that stuff. Department of Labor said a month ago that the CPI was unchanged in June, which meant that the weighted index of prices paid by U.S. households had not risen from the May reading. Well, that caused an awful lot of confusion across the political spectrum. On the one hand, some conservatives understood this to mean that inflation had maintained the May pace when in fact it had fallen. On the other hand, some on the left said that it meant that there was no inflation in the month. Except there was plenty of inflation, especially in food prices. We talked about that earlier this week. But all of that was overwhelmed by the fall in gasoline prices. Except for one problem. Gasoline began to fall in Arizona within a week and started going back up again. And yet we're told that gas prices have now fallen for 13 consecutive weeks. And we're falling throughout August. From August 1st through September 1st, gasoline prices fell 10.6%. That according to data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. But is that what you're seeing? Wall Street expects headline inflation to come down by 0.1%. Similar to last month, however, that headline decline will conceal a gain in underlying inflation. It's all nonsense. It's all caca. It's all BS. Of course, the Bank of America has recently concluded that more robust consumer spending, along with the related ongoing strength in the labor market, meant that the economy is unlikely to contract in the third and fourth quarter. I've never read or seen so much pure garbage in my life. We know Bed Bath & Beyond was in trouble before their CEO committed suicide. You're failing that issue. Target, Walmart are finding ways to greatly decrease their prices because they're holding too damn much inventory and people aren't spending the money to get the stuff out of inventory. It's crazy. Oh, the Bank of America is now expecting the downturn to begin next year. Which downturn? Less spending? Weakening? Oh, yeah. Wholesale inventories expand less than expected. That's right. And the big stores are having to drop their drawers to move product. People have got to be more concerned about putting food on the table than running out to Target and buying their next blouse or skirt or pair of slacks. Or underwear. Get out that needle and thread. You keep stitching up the holes in that underwear. But as Blue Jackson says, I believe in your love, baby. Let's go listen to it. I'll be back.
When my mind is troubled, hope turns to despair. You're the one that I turn to, baby. I know you're always there. I thank the stars above.
'cause I believe in your
tunes. Good messages. Sometimes we just need to hear some of that. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, baby. Come on up. Pour you a little bit of scotch. Let's dance. Be back in a few.
so lonely. And it's driving me out of my mind. Oh, yes, it is. You don't come home at night. We only argue, fuss, and fight. One of these days, babe, I'm gonna fight my own fight. And it's driving me, oh, it's driving me crazy. All the love that you left behind. Oh, yes, you did. I feel so lonely. And it's driving me out of my mind. Oh, 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 you'll drive me crazy.
This is one of these songs that drives me nuts. Laura Price, you're driving me crazy. First time I came across this video was 3-4 years ago. I fell in lust. She's absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. Oh, she happens to be a person of color. But man, what a knockout. Sings well, entertains well. Video's nice too. Let's go back to Laura.
I don't care, but I still feel your fingers on the road.
Gonna bring you into Katie Henry now. Sounds like it's named after a good rifle. But she's gonna sing about carrying you. Oh, please carry me. Be back for a couple of closing comments. Stay with us.
Let me carry you. Yeah.
Getting some good comments from some folks enjoying what we're doing tonight. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's a little bit different than what we normally do for music. We're going to wind up closing this hour out tonight with a song by Karen Rudefelt and Dr. Blues called Kiss Your Shoe.
My life is empty.
Oh my goodness.
Like MTV.
Enjoy it. Lord willing, I'll be back with you on Monday. Have a blessed and pleasant weekend. And we'll see you then. Good night.
For a trusted long-term storable food company, we have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.